prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The bull African elephant is the largest and most powerful land animal in the world. Standing 13 feet tall at the shoulder and weighing 10 tons, nothing can stand in the way of a determined African elephant. Male African elephants are known to go through a periodic condition known as must, characterized by highly aggressive behavior and accompanied by a large rise in testosterone. It is a well-known fact that most men do crazy things when they are young. Some call it youthful exuberance, while some put it down to raging testosterone levels, just like an elephant. Anthony Joshua was guilty of such behavior when he was younger, fighting, drug possession, and gang behavior. But ever since he found boxing, his life has changed for the better. A 2012 Olympic gold medalist and the reigning IBF heavyweight champion of the world, Joshua is the new face of heavyweight boxing, and tomorrow at the O2 Arena in London, he will defend his title for the first time against 6'7" former American footballer Dominic Brazil in what could be his toughest fight yet. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be previewing the IBF World Heavyweight fight between Anthony Oluwafemi Joshua and American challenger Dominic Brazil. My name is Tunde Koiki. Let's take a short break and we'll be right back. Tomorrow at London's O2 Arena, IBF heavyweight champion of the world, Anthony Oluwafemi Joshua, will defend his title against undefeated 6'7" American Dominic Brazil in what promises to be a great fight. Thanks to our friends in the UK, we managed to get the thoughts of both men ahead of tomorrow's fight.
This is Sports Planet.
This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV in association with Macklin Jim Marbella. We're at the final press conference here for Joshua versus Brazil. With me, I've got Anthony Joshua.
How you doing, bro?
Talking's nearly all done now.
Yeah, that's true. Not much talking, though.
Bit flat, the press conference.
Did you think so?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought there was expecting a little bit more from him, maybe to get you going, but...
I thought it was all right. There's a general respect between two athletes, you see what I'm saying?
You see, I'm looking for, like, you know...
Yeah, you're looking for that gold.
That gold. Being pulled apart.
I respect that. But... we had a little on Facebook Live, which someone said that was more entertaining than the press conference. Let's hope that the fight lives up to expectations as well.
What were you two saying to each other in the head-to-head? Because it seemed, again, I just see you smiling and talking, so I didn't really hear what
you were
saying.
I'm in a good mood, bro. I'm out of the gym now, so I'm actually happy, weirdly enough. So all it was kind of like, so how come you don't be tense, we're here, let's get it on, let's do the job. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm here, trust me, I'm here to take what you own. I'm like, damn! And we just had a general chit-chat, kept it calm, kept it moving, and I just said, listen, man, good luck, we're not far away now. And I haven't heard many people as confident as him, so it's interesting. It's interesting.
Joined by Dominic Brazil, just had the final press conference. Every time sort of we've heard you talk, you've countless times said that you will knock him out. Why are you so confident that you will knock Anthony Joshua out?
Only because of his past fights, all the film that I've reviewed, I've seen certain situations where he gets into that he doesn't get out of it real well, whether it be, you know, body shot or combination punches or whatever it may be. His defense is there, but it's not as sound as it should be, especially being for heavyweight champion. And I plan on, you know, bringing that out on him, you know, Saturday evening and exposing him.
How important is the first exchange going to be come Saturday night in the ring, where you feel his power and he feels your power? How important is that?
I think it's going to be huge. I think it's going to set the tempo to the fight. It's going to, it's going to prove who's the bigger, stronger man at the time. And in the end, it's going to end up being that guy who does have the little bit of an edge. That damn, that punch was pretty strong, or damn, that punch put me down on the canvas, which is going to be, you know, the one is the victor at the end of the fight.
Well, Anthony Joshua will be surprised when he first feels your jab or your, you know, the first sort of exchange from you?
Yeah, definitely. I believe so, man. He hasn't been hit very much as a pro. And when he did get hit, let's say that, you know, the Dylan White, it's the one fight I saw that he got a little rattled. Dillian White would have done what he was supposed to do as a professional boxer, he would have had him out of that round. But you know, he tried to overwhelm him with looping shots, and that's not what you do as a, you know, as an artist that we are. He should have went back to the basics and put a combination of punches together and finished him off the way a professional should. So that's something you're going to see a difference in me. If Anthony Joshua gets hurt in front of me, there's no way he's recovering from it.
You made a point in the press conference, and you've said this all along as well. You're not Charles Martin. A lot of people, obviously casual boxing fans, see another American coming over to fight Anthony Joshua, but you've made a point, a strong point, that you're no Charles Martin.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like I said, me and Charles Martin, the only thing we got in common is we're both Americans, man. Two completely different fighting styles, two completely different power punches. You know, I'm a very more traditional boxing puncher type of guy. He's more of a lackadaisical, you know, weight on one type of a backhand type of a guy. Can't take a shot, as we've seen Anthony Joshua put him down. And man, any man that goes down to the canvas is able to look up at the referee and smile. Something's wrong with that, you know what I mean? So it takes a lot for me to go down to the canvas. I've been down on the canvas one time as a pro now, and you know, actually two times as a pro, and they've both been shots that, you know, were upside the top of the head, the side of the head of those punches on the temple that you just can't get away from. It's one you definitely don't see, and two, when it lands, man, you're going down no matter what. It's the man that gets back up and finishes the way I did is the one that's going to prevail from it.
Dominic, just finally, what will the fans at the O2, the people watching at home on TV, what will they see on Saturday night?
They're going to see everything they came to see, man. They're going to see fireworks from the opening bell. Two big, you know, gladiator titans, you know, fighting it out from the opening bell, whether it be jab for jab, right hand for right hand, body shot for body shot. In the end, it's going to be one of those situations that when they leave that fight, whether it goes 6 rounds or where it goes 12 rounds, at the end of it, they're going to be saying, damn, I want some more. When can they do it again?
This fight's not going 12 rounds.
Not at all. Not at all.
Dominic, thanks for talking to IFL TV, and listen, we'll catch up with you probably after the fight now on Saturday.
Sounds good. Appreciate
Best of
it.
Luck. All right. Thank you very much.
That was IBF heavyweight champion of the world Anthony Joshua and tough-talking American Dominic Brazil speaking ahead of tomorrow's title fight.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And you can access the latest sports news on www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button to listen to this episode and previous episodes of the show from our archives. Before we go, let's tell you that Swedish football referee Danny Kakko sent a player off for farting on the pitch. He gave 25-year-old Adam Lundqvist, who plays for Swedish bottom club Pershagen SK, 2 yellow cards and finally a red when he farted loudly during the match, calling his flatulence unsportsmanlike. Lundqvist has defended himself, saying that he had a bad stomach and simply let go. The referee, on the other hand, has insisted that it was a deliberate provocation and that Lundqvist did it on purpose and was inappropriate. Lundqvist has responded, calling the referee a buffoon. Something definitely smells in that story. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Koiki, wishing you a fantastic weekend and guaranteeing you
that the planet is listening.